Bronny James, the son of LeBron King James, taken by Lakers with 55th pick in the NBA draft, just came across my newsfeed from the Associated Press. It's being reported that the oldest son of the NBA's all-time scoring leader and four-time champion was drafted today by the Los Angeles Lakers, the team that his father has played for since 2018. In an Instagram post, Bronny James posted, "Beyond blessed." Adding further intrigue to the movie, LeBron James can become a free agent next week, which means he could choose to leave the Lakers and sign elsewhere. But, ladies and gentlemen, do you think that LeBron James is really going to leave the Lakers after they have already selected his son to play with them? We're going to discuss this and more on this episode of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things. Welcome back. My name is AB Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things, and my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And today, brothers and sisters, this is a crazy day that LeBron James, once again, who is the all-time leading scorer, is now going to be playing with his son. Now, if you've been following NBA basketball, you know there are some legends that have sons that have also played in the league. Kobe Bryant's dad played basketball. Stephen Curry's father played. And we're seeing a new generation of children entering into the NBA following their father's footsteps. But we also have to consider, was this move legit? And what I mean by legit is that Bronny James is not that tall. He didn't play for USC for that long, and now he's in the NBA and he gets drafted by the same team, ironically, that his father plays for. Anybody who watches sports knows that LeBron James always wanted to play with his son. And just by coincidence, his friend JJ Redick just got the head coaching job at the Los Angeles Lakers. So now you have your friend who you share a podcast with and your son on the same team. We've known for years that LeBron James is known for creating the teams that he wants around him. He did it in Miami, he did it in Cleveland, and he did it in Los Angeles. We all know that LeBron James is the general manager of all these teams. Why? Because he generates the most money. When you control the money, you control the power, and you get to make those decisions. That's what I want you to focus on now. It is not about his son entering the NBA, even though he is not as good as he should be according to the professional scouts. But guess what? This is nepotism in action. This is the first time that we're actually seeing it in our faces in plain sight. But once again, you have to follow the money. What most people don't know is that LeBron James is actually a free agent this year, and he had the opportunity to leave the Los Angeles Lakers. But the Los Angeles Lakers, even though they didn't win the NBA championship, they generate millions and millions and millions because LeBron James is on that team. So what do you do with a superstar like that to stop them from going to another team and creating a championship run? You pick their son. Why? Because LeBron James has been in the league for years. He wants to retire. He wants to go on this farewell tour. And guess what he wants to do? He wants to show his son the ropes. He doesn't want to talk to him from the stands. He doesn't want to talk to him from the house. He wants to be on the court. He wants to train with him. He wants to show him the ropes of his profession that he has dedicated his life to, and subsequently his son has dedicated to it as well. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand this. When we talk about engaging with our children, building them up, making sure they're strong citizens, a lot of times we think of good fathers and mothers who spend time with their children, playing games, watching TV like Cocomelon and cartoons and movies like Frozen. But how many times are we bringing our children into our work? Understand this, they are only going to be kids for maybe 18 years at max. And then they're going to go into the adult world for 40 and 50 years plus until they retire and pass away. So what are we doing to make sure that we usher them into a society and to a job market where they have the skills necessary? We spend time with them at our jobs. We invite them to look at checking statements. We invite them to look at investment accounts. We invite them to participate and bring your children to work day so they can see what you do on a day-to-day basis so they have the proper expectations. And that's what I think LeBron is actually doing. He is trying to help his son, and the Lakers are trying to protect their assets. Because guess what? They don't have to pay LeBron James this large amount of money because he's a free agent. They have some bargaining chips. Listen, we will draft your son with our 55th pick to have him on the team if you stay and if you take less money. This is going to be a transition period where LeBron James is going to pass the crown to his son. What better gift than to have the son that you've raised and who adores basketball play alongside you? This is going to be one of the most monumental and biggest draws in history to see LeBron James and his son play together. But what do you think? Do you think that this was totally random? Do you think this draft happened by accident? Do you really think that LeBron James' son deserves to be on the Lakers playing on the professional level with the skills that he currently has? I don't know. I don't have the answers to those questions, but I always like to follow the money. It'll be interesting to see what the contract is going to look like with LeBron James. It's going to be interesting on how they are going to market his son and if his son is going to be able to feel the big shoes of his father. Understand, he's a few years behind already. LeBron James came into the league at 18. He started to take off. His son is already behind. But what do you think? Do you think that he needs to take some time to himself and find his own lane? It says in Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It is very obvious that LeBron has trained Bronny up since he was a little baby to get in this position. Do you think just getting him here is a success? I think so. But only God knows. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.